Theater 5 presents Miss Joan Loring in Bright House, New House.
Beautiful house, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, Richard, it is. Bright and new and everything a blushing bride could wish for. Oh, let's go inside. It's so terribly hot out here.
Wait, Anne.
Oh, Richard, Richard.
Up we go.
Richard.
There we are.
Oh, please put me down.
Yeah. Well?
Well, I'll make some supper. Before we left on the honeymoon, I stocked the freezer. I'll have something ready in no time. Our first supper here.
Oh, look.
Huh?
Look at the color of that wall. It's entirely the wrong shade of blue.
What? After you had that poor painter mixing colors for 3 hours?
Poor painter? What about me? You go to work every day. I have to live with it.
Have to live with it? Oh, Anne, let's not start in again.
Oh. I'll fix supper.
Don't you hear me?
Oh, fine. Can't you think of anything better to do than sit in here and watch TV?
I wanted to see the news. Morgan's making a speech today.
And you couldn't forget politics for one precious minute, could you?
All right, that's enough. Anyway, the set's not working.
My poor, poor dear, you do have serious problems.
Stop it, Anne. Look, all I can get is this picture of some old man.
What a strange face. So sad. No. Oh, nothing works.
What are you muttering about?
I said nothing works in this house. When I went into the kitchen, I found the freezer cord unplugged and all the food's been spoiled.
Oh, for crying out loud. Can't you do
that? It wasn't my fault. When I left, it was...
You have responsibilities now. You're not Papa's little girl anymore.
Oh!
Oh, that's lovely, Anne.
What's that? Who's crying? Oh, out in the yard. Some little old lady. Hello? What's the trouble out here? Who are you? She's gone.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, I thought... Nothing.
Some yard, huh? Brown, bare, empty.
Well, we've got to get a gardener.
Oh, gardeners cost money. We'll fix this place up ourselves.
We wouldn't be so broke if you hadn't insisted on this huge house.
Huge, Anne. For the 100th time, I need a house like this. A man in my position can't live in a hovel.
Hail to the rising young lawyer. Hail to his brilliant career in politics.
Stop it! Well, we'll have to eat out. There's a little Chinese place downtown. I noticed it when we drove by.
I'm sure you did. It looked cheap enough.
I'll be in the car. When you're ready, we'll go.
I've got to hold on. I've got to hold on. What is that? Who's that I hear sobbing? Oh, why are there tears? Why are there so many, many tears?
Richard! cross that joint off our list.
Oh.
Lousy food.
I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
All right. Go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm flying to the moon on a winged stallion. What does it look like I'm doing?
You're not going to watch television now.
Go to bed, Anne.
Well, how long are you going to watch that?
I don't know.
Good night, Richard.
Yeah. Sweet dreams. Oh, no, not again, for crying out loud. That face. Same sad old man. What's wrong with this thing, anyway? Pay good money for something and it won't even...
Richard, what are you doing? You'll smash that thing.
So I'll smash it. What good is it anyway?
The picture. The picture.
I know. The same old man.
No, look. He's been joined by the woman, that same old woman I saw out in the yard today. She was crying.
What are you moaning about?
Never mind.
Oh, that television set. That's better.
Richard.
Leave me alone, will you?
Richard, please. Don't watch that. Not tonight. I don't want to be alone. I'm frightened.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm not. Nothing to be frightened about. And I'm not sleepy yet.
Oh. Very well. It's coming from the TV set. You must have forgotten to turn it off.
I did not. I distinctly remember.
No. Those same two sad faces are on the screen again. Turn it off.
There.
Richard, I'm frightened.
Anne, please. Look, if you're going to stay up, put something on, will you?
Richard, I...
You act like a silly child. I'll sleep out here.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, help us. Dear Lord, help us.
Go ahead and storm. It's been threatening all day. Oh, this heat. This terrible heat. Oh, no. Oh, not the roast. Ugh, it's ruined. Burned to a crisp.
Anne, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen. No, don't come in here.
Why not? Man, this place is full of smoke.
Oh, I know it's full of smoke.
And what are those flaming remains? Our supper?
That's enough, Richard. Don't talk to me like that.
Can't you manage anything? And you're not Daddy's fairy princess anymore. You're a married woman.
And don't I realize it? Every ugly breathing...
Well, you wanted it this way, little girl, and you've got it.
I didn't want this.
Well, you should have thought of that before you... Ah, forget it. I'm going to make a drink. You want something? What's the matter?
Do you remember the little bird? The one you brought me once as a gift? It had every happy color of the rainbow imprinted in its feathers. And it sang so beautifully before it died.
What's that got to do with anything?
You said you couldn't think of a gift beautiful enough to express your love until you found that tiny, fragile, feathered creature.
Oh, don't get maudlin, please. Not now. Can I mix you something?
Lies. They were all lies. Were you very disappointed when my father told you he didn't like you?
Anne, please.
Were you terribly upset when you found out that, in fact, you practically made him sick to his stomach?
Oh, get away from me!
Look out, E-Man! You had it all planned, didn't you? My father was going to open every door and pull every string.
I don't need your precious father. He's nothing but a cheap political boss, a party hack.
He'd have been strong enough to make you district attorney, and then maybe congressman, and finally, big deal, governor. But he hated you. You made him sick to his stomach.
You vulgar, cheap little...
But the big joke's on me, really, isn't it? Because I believed you.
You knew exactly how I felt about you. I made it plain enough. But it was just too much for the proud princes to accept.
No. I believed you.
You couldn't face yourself without me. So you tricked me into marrying you.
Tricked. Yes, I did. Tricked. And how you fell for it.
Oh, you're really...
If you could...
I only did what I thought was honorable.
Honorable? You? You should have seen the look on your face when I told you that I was... Oh, Mr. Big Deal. All wrapped up in a paternity case. Would that make headlines? Tell me, when you found out the truth after the wedding, when you found out, were you relieved? Were you happy to find it was just a big joke?
Yes. It's quite a joke, Anne. We're a real fun couple.
Come back here. Come back to me! I've got to get out of this house. My bright and shiny house of hate. What are you doing here? Come out of the shadow so I can see you. I want to be friendly, but... Why do you just sit there sobbing? Tell me. Please. Where are you? Where did you go? Disappear. just disappeared. Richard. Richard.
In here.
Richard, I saw her again.
Oh. Where are the bandages?
In the chest there. What's wrong with your hand?
I burned it.
Here. I'll fix it for you.
It was a television set. It wouldn't work again. I figured it was a tube, and I tried to fix it. I thought I'd pull the wire out, but evidently I didn't.
Oh.
The shock nearly knocked me across. Hey, watch out with those scissors.
I'm only cutting the bandage. Richard, I'm trying to help you.
I'm sorry. Hey, you're soaked.
I was outside when it started to rain. I was talking to...
To whom?
I don't know. Oh, Richard, I'm so frightened. Hold me. Please, hold me the way you used to.
Anne, I'm sorry about what was said before.
We've got to forget all that. What we've done to each other.
Not forget, Anne. Accept and perhaps build something from what's left.
Oh, could we? No. Not the sobbing again. Not that terrible sobbing.
It's coming from the cellar. Stay here. I'll take a look.
No, don't leave me.
All right. Stay behind me. There's nothing down here. Nothing but an empty, newly painted cellar you can see into every corner. There's not even a shadow. Anne, don't turn off the lights.
I didn't. Oh, look, over there. The old man, do you see? In the shadows there, just sitting there alone. Sobbing.
No, Anne, he's not alone.
That's the woman from outside. Oh, no.
Hey! She's got a pair of scissors. She's going to stab him. Look out!
Ah! I hate you! Hate you!
Anne! Give me those scissors!
I want to kill you!
Get the lights!
No!
Stop
it! No lights! Turn off the lights!
Anne, stop it! Stop it!
What's been happening?
You tried to stab me with those scissors. Just as the old woman was trying... They're gone now.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I swear. I swear. I saw her and suddenly it was as if I were watching... an image of myself and... Richard. Oh, Richard, this house is haunted. It's haunted.
No, no, Anne, no. This house isn't haunted. It's brand new, never been lived in. Now, what could haunt?
They do.
Anne, don't you know who they are?
We've got to get out of this house. Move away. This house is working against us. It hates us.
Come on, Anne. Let's go upstairs. Take my hand. Take my hand. It's clear as crystal.
Go away. Go away. What do you want from us?
They're finally in the light, not hiding anymore.
I can't look. I can't look.
You've got to look at them. No, it's important that we see them and recognize them for what they are.
No! No, no, no!
Don't turn your head! Now, you've got to get to know them. They'll be with us always. See, Anne, we don't have to leave this house. No, it's not the house that's haunted. Don't you recognize those shadows? Don't you recognize them?
Yes. Oh, yes. I suppose I did all along. Oh, Richard, they're us. You and me. The way we will be. Years from now. So many long
empty years from now.
Theater 5 has presented Bright House, New House, written by Romeo Muller, directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Joan Loring and Terry O'Sullivan. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.